Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Looks like Reese is our WhatsApp man on the ground this Thursday afternoon looking at the traffic. Daar is in Pretoria on the Moloto Road connecting Eastland to Montana. Heavy flooding. Please, if you can avoid this area, rather do so because the rain is very heavy. And then you can also expect delays in Midrand after an earlier accident scene that has now been cleared on the N1 South just before the Buccleuch interchange.
The Department of International Relations just confirmed that South Africans who were allegedly victims of human trafficking activity has been successfully repatriated from Myanmar. They formed part of 7,000 other individuals from various other countries. The news from the world's youngest country, South Sudan's opposition warns that the arrest of first Vice President Riek Machar, who is considered to be a longtime rival to President Salva Kiir, could plunge the country back into war. The arrest violates a peace deal which was agreed upon in 2018. And then to Europe. In the UK, possessing a ninja sword will be banned soon with a penalty of up to 6 months in prison. It forms part of the so-called Ronin's Law, a raft of anti-knife crime measures, and it's named after a teenager, Ronan Kanda, who was murdered with a ninja sword in 2022 by two other teenagers. These stories are online. If you want to know more, it's jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Frischier. More news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Bulls winger Sebastian de Klerk has been suspended for 2 games after being found guilty of foul play in their 10-21-20 victory over Leinster in Pretoria last weekend. De Klerk was given a red card in the 74th minute for taking out Leicester winger Andrew Osborne in the air. And that means that he's going to be unavailable for the Bulls URC match against Zebre at Loftus this Saturday, as well as the Challenge Cup match away to French outfit Bayonne, and that's on the 5th of April. Jordy Barrett played for a long time under John Plumtree, and he was his first assistant coach to Chris Boyd at the Hurricanes. And then, of course, he went on to be head coach. So Jordy Barrett is well known to John Plumtree, and he knows that he's got what it takes to make a key member of any team that he plays for. He also knows what a huge threat Barrett and his Leinster side can be to the Sharks' ambition at Kings Park this weekend as they clash with the Irish juggernauts. And the Blitzbox, well, they're bracing themselves for Uruguay's Never Say Die attitude and Australia's attacking cunning plans and the opening day of the Hong Kong Sevens. That's going to be happening tomorrow. And Royal AM have reportedly returned to training after a Durban businessman won the bid to buy Sean Keyes's embattled club. The businessman named by Sportswire as Roy Moodley. He's the leader of African Movement Congress as well. In terms of live cricket action that's on the go at the moment, well, it is the Sunrisers up against the Delhi Capitals. The Sunrisers at the moment 62-2, and that is after 6 overs. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah! I love it.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold, but nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I'd given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do? Can someone tell?